For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week in Tennessee politics brings some changes to the Strickland administration and a few last-minute debates over residency requirements. Joining us again this week is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
Otis, let's start with one of the more unusual stories this week about former state senator John Ford. It seems he wants to run for office again for General Sessions court clerk. Otis, could anything hold him back?
Yes, a state law can hold him back. After the infamous Tennessee wall scandal, they passed a state law that says that convicted felons cannot hold public office again. And as a result of that, John Ford would have to get some kind of an exception to that in order to run for General Sessions court clerk. That means his lawyers will have to be working overtime to get that done.
Were you surprised that he still has the ambition to run for office?
There are a lot of people who have a lot of different views about John Ford. And there are some people who think that he was a brilliant politician, which he was in a lot of respects, while others think that he was arrogant and corrupt. But he loves to be in the public eye. I'm surprised that he's kept such a low profile since he got out of prison. One other quick thing. It's my understanding that when John Ford got his civil rights restored in 2017, not only is he not allowed to run for public office, he's also not allowed to even vote. And I think that's wrong. That rule and law, I think, is akin to Tennessee. It needs to change. People should be allowed to vote, even if they've served their time on an ex-felon. That's just wrong.
Well, he says he's going to try to fight it with his team of lawyers. We'll see what happens. The Strickland administration is making some changes to its staff. City Attorney Bruce McMullen, Special Counsel Alan Crone, and Director of Parks and Neighborhoods Marie Munoz Blanco. These are just a few of the changes. Is this business as usual, or is there anything behind all these changes?
I don't think that there's anything eyebrow raising about any of this, Chris. I mean, generally, there is turnover from one term to the next term. That happens all the time. So I'm not surprised by that at all. This is sort of routine for almost every city administration.
Okay. Well, there's also some changes at the city council. But before those changes happen in January, there's this push by the current sitting city council to relax these old residency requirements for police and firefighters. Some of the newest changes would allow officers now to live an hour away rather than 2 hours away, which they were looking at. How do you think voters might feel about this new plan?
I think that voters have been willing to give the benefit of the doubt here to say, okay, we'll relax the residency rule from just having to live in the city to living in the county of Shelby. They may even be willing to relax it to say you can live in counties adjacent to Shelby. But to say that you can live even an hour away, I'm not sure that enough voters are going to go for that, especially voters within the core city who just think that the police officers should know something about the city and not take their paychecks and go back to New Albany, Mississippi.
Well, Mayor Strickland said that about 12% of officers and firefighters already live outside of the city of Memphis. Strickland says there's more out there. Could this bring in the influx of police officers that Strickland wants to make this self-imposed quota that he has?
That remains to be seen. I don't know if there's a police officer down in Batesville, Mississippi, who's clamoring to come to Memphis and be a police officer. Maybe that's the case. Or maybe someone from New Bern, Tennessee, who may be tired of running around getting cats out of trees. I just don't know that that's the case. It's worth having a debate about it. If the city council wants to put a referendum on the ballot about it, so be it. And then we'll just have a debate about it when it's time to vote.
Well, all this is happening before the new year when we have five newly elected council members sworn in. Do you anticipate this future city council will have any different priorities than the old one?
Oh, I think that they will. I mean, for the first time in history, you have five African-American women sitting on the council. So I think that you will have some different priorities as it relates to police and public safety. You might even have even more of an emphasis on maybe getting back into helping public education.
And certainly in District 7, voters brought in Michaelyn Easter Thomas. She's an actual school teacher.
Exactly. So I think she will bring a different dynamic there as well. But I think the overall change here, Chris, is probably going to be one of tone. this new group will bring just a different tenor and tone to all of their meetings, and it won't be this sort of dominant old boys club like it used to be now.
Otis, the Memphis Public Library has dropped its overdue library book fines. Why are so many people praising this decision this week?
It's just a minor thing that people are just happy to see go away. I think it's just the PR of that. Sometimes the smallest things in life are the ones that we care about the most. And this is one of those things. I'm glad to see that it happened.
Me too. I can finally return those books that I've had for 3 years.
Right.
I've been waiting for this day.
Well, they may charge you because they may say you're not grandfathered into this, Chris Blank.
Well, my books have a grandfatherly look to them.
You know, I hear you.
They have the dust and the cobwebs to prove it.
Right.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.